tamnagoqan ugiwamigoq tawane qagrime nugat piagaq maqluk angnak uyoguram irlawyanang sautuk sautnamuk piag qattawaquna unangatarimun aksutung nugat piagaani amma atqatoq atqatoq alluaq tavtariuq qalutsiataga iriagsaruq tagana toqwa kanaywa mazuk kina atarsiku uwa mas qalutsiam mayoqtoq mayoqtoq qagrimun uwa mazuk uwa mazuk qitiqqutal ngilpu yuwa atqa tsuatsule utaqtaq utaq amme issuartoq taganna ke uwama a kanewa basuk kiwen uwama suk taqiu maqalutsiam tani qogmut qong mayoqtoq uwama suk uwama suk qagrimullu itaqataqlunuppu yuwa iqan iqanisam atqatoqtar attaganna kanaywa basuk abra kanaywa basuk kinda atarsika owa basuk kusiyabu owa basuk mayoqtuki owa basuk owa basuk uglutok qagrimututtok itaqtok owa basuk owa basuk taqiyoqtaami qaytta qattaqoq ang qagsuk qiyu pasuk tuqba taman usub itaqsimaga tamra uqwa aqnaq uqsaak aqnaq taab kuwaag uumiyama basituk itkik taqanugu qiyub kagaak unang itaqiyu munga ayli tisalugu sawit pasuk luo a uqwa mihilugu tamra taiman tagitiruk.
My name is Roger Kunyak and I'm going to translate Queenie Milligrock's legend about King Island. Long, long time ago in King Island, in men's house, there were two old ladies and one young boy. The two old ladies were working on Wawa's intestine and cleaning it. After the two old ladies were done with the Wawa's intestine, they told the young boy to get some salt water from the beach. The young boy agreed and ran down to the beach with a bucket. A little while of running, he found a little hole on the ice, just enough to dip the little bucket to the salt water and get some salt water. Just before he dipped the bucket, he saw a little fish. And after he saw the little fish, he asked the little fish, "What is your name?" He said, "A little while the salt, the fish, the little fish answered him, "My name is Little Saltwater Fish," said the little fish from the little hole of the ice. After the fish told him, his name, he dipped his bucket into the salt water and ran home and saying, "Little salt water fish, little salt water fish, little salt water fish," and memorizing it so he can tell the old ladies at the men's house. He ran and ran and ran. Just before he reached the men's house, he forgot the name. When he forgot his name, he ran back to the beach again and came to the little hole on the ice. He peeked in the little hole and see the same little fish again. He asked the fish, "What is your name?" The little fish answered, "My name is Little Saltwater Fish." So the little boy dipped his little bucket again and ran home. He ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. and he got into the porch of men's house, and he forgot just before he reached the house. So he went back. He went back to the little hole again and asked the little fish, "What is your name, little fish?" The little fish answered, "My name is Little Saltwater Fish." The boy ran and memorizing it, and he approached to the door of the men's house, and just before he got up in the house, he was frozen. The two old ladies said, "It was our fault that we let this boy get some salt water. We should have went to get some salt water from the ice ourselves." And the boy was frozen in the house, and they wrapped the little boy and put the little boy away in the corner of the men's house. And that was the story of the legend.
Story from Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean,
she learned from
Sabia.
That's the one they used to go back to
the park. Tamna go katane. That born rook Kulene, Rusine, Rusinunane. And I am Iliaru pasuk tungguak nirisulang nagot ingaro ubatay ngane sautuat rusit saut namong manin niyaktot baon na sikayo litok abako ang uyaktot uangal uba ang uyakto ako yakto wa anagan nunuka soan na Ugit na noktot at onin. Tapos umaan na natili ako. Iksiba-siba ito ano. Kaman im na ano pasagtok. Ano ami erok. Itak man umiag na tapia. Suwakiak tanak na kukusawrak. Tapos agsuma tutang matili ako nga. Ugun nunga sautik nun ilang wohilun ne. Nuwalak. Nuwal ka luak sunupia ki ataka ay kaumok. Arak utak nam. Ki agay na wama. Tama. Ay parok to. Itak mo. Umiyak na tapia. Ugitin nunok palaktot. Ke unan pagalurak siyong una pagalurakat pagaluman na malakaw suktamat konung na iglubas suputa sa kapatan malakaw aluin malakaw aluin din naman itaktot anak natang matakaw kpia tam na Nuwat piyakak, umaktan ako piyamuag si umaktig pa siya. Ang aktot. Katutot. Iglilutig na hapamon ang uso tayo mo itarot. Tingwan na, masahat siya ito tamang nga. Kiluan, tamang na. Masahat ko kilasin ng umuliyat. Pingit lahat. Oh, umaago kayo ko tagal na kusula tungkol sa nga ano yak mata kinawa na ano rak tan kat ulutag iglulutag tan na pamututut tan itayma na simon ay tunit mo na suputin tan tuniga bukas lang umak waktu boy, you are so late, going to see my God. Yeah, little. Diamond, I'm not a rock. Not a son to work talk. It was all rock. It was so. Sinic, see my wrong, no, no, me. My God, I'm a cat. Time a paranglet. Aglatang kungtuak in pungarata ka kungtuan na tengonga kaso ka ina uba sila tana kip mirakto kasi nabang mong iksinak patawa mong tarunga pisaktok na kutya ono itang naba iyo ilak sabagutaw ko ono itaktok Inulak. Iyon lota ko na. Kikakit mo na iksanak pa to. Tabla na yung nana. Kakma. Inagakasok si Magat. Ilakana mo. Sa utila na natatugwa. Itaktok. Nungot biya ka. Tama na tan. Sa utila mo abkin. Nak wah nak berlakon, em macam mana? Uang sedo amin nak kalau waktu mana? Biar wah nak kan itu rok. Ay, taman ni uang sautok, sautiga uma. Kena kena surau kau nak berong. Saut kalau waktu ni taman ni em nak kalau waktu ni izumal lakok. Anna lusaga ima kurain maagata ima. Sone, pia, tamna. Ima anna ima pungik salakia. Kanu oosamu utakawin. Atta. Kisa kuruwa kipmirama utkimu atin. Aito utirele ngasamu tatkiaglan. Tarum aglu juga tak kait mema, ada kau mana kelung, anda ruk, kata kuahe menasoran nasi tapi eksenak pada, kang nu tiga tarum a, tapi inuk setamna, nukat piak, ina umagan, nunaut kuyuman, uba ada kau kasih wa orang kena kau, kait muzan, imat na piuman. Tabrong ako mga mitako na tayo maligo na ka mireaktok maning mong at tayo manapimot at kayo kun tayo masulo umit kwa narisa manin magawa tama na kala aming piyan kakanutigatam na kimirak Utkoy may nunanunan. Kikat nga sultan. Tamaw na sa makat nga yugatan. Tablo nga kilaklutan. Tawakat mo. Iglutak. Amal o ma. Kipi mo iglutak ka nga. Baon na iglutak tayo mana. Tayo mana iglutak. Iglutak na inong masa. Ilanong. Mak malukara, awak tak? Awak ame, awak mat pia, umang nukat pia kak. Kepiran na umang tak sila ko. Cuba ona ataku kenakang matamiung angitia. Teng nakaka, umang kuda kasi mana kalu. Kalua, bapa tutut yang orang bapa ikut. Kalua, pergi aktor bapa tam na ima tam rumah. Bapa tutut tak nak lembur. Tapi mana pima tu? Kalua tam na, tamaru utak setok. Tapi itak tak urat tam na. Tapi mana pima tu? Nah, kena mesti lekap mira. ki unen ang amat na may kaka ubata na kaka tapre utak watan tamang na tawa ng utak utonga autuk kan utak aton nung ubay ang lalo na kono ko yago na taga kapiran na asukso ang nakipira kahit bigyo nasa kukukiyam na makman tamo nga baga ang itiya apa uglitok tam kipil sa ka tamo matumya ka kagnuti ka uma inuwi tam na to sumagan kipira ka tamo pinang umiya ko talit kahit katin kaluluya bigyak tak tut kata bu inwator kek meramin uba kaga kek min izaka tamnat eh pilawak to kat utok ke asin no nak biasa bu ma kek min tamna ikletok kanturok to ikletok tutuk tut namak anamenon Upa o mga pining nilo na eh. Kita mo nga umiyalan kaysa takong. Tengo nga. Umiyalan mo ng kasuktok. Umiyalan ako ka. Nahok nga ilatin. At ha. Suba ka atap ko. At ako kasa mo na kanakawman. Anin nasuktutin. Ano rin? Ano diga? Kahit mintaan po ito kakso. Papa, papa, tutu yung ilang dito. Ang tiyatar. Ang tiyatar ni tawa, piyaktok. Ta, tutu po ba na labo ya? Ilok na, pwede na magkarula. Tama sa utak-tak, tayo may itak-tak. Ungkatan. Tayo manipimatan. Nagitam sa pitama nga. At ako gusto na kakit may akin na kang. Kit mintan, piyamiyo. Takun, kena takut raga. Makanya tak maning-ning. Kalau mana sulit pun lah, tu nak jahat bau. Kek mutar rumah sobat. Ung makan di kolak lada. Umiak rupiah. Kesanit pun aku buang makan. Aku buang makan. Tapi raga tak rumah anak ni. Umiyak sa tabro ma nakagsamok pera sa mga anak ka muna sa sima ka nakukso ka na eh. Tabra?
Another story is about the Siberia by Queen Emiligra. Long, long time ago, there were a little boy with his grandma. One day, the little boys saw a soldier in Siberia, the Russian soldiers. He saw the Russian soldiers with the very beautiful uniform and a gun. And for a little while, he watched the men marching. And for a little while, he was thinking, I should become a soldier like them, so I can be like them and just like them, and I like the way they dressed. So I think I better go ask my grandmother what she think about it. So he ran home, and after he ran home, he asked his grandma, I see soldiers at other side of the house. And his grandmother answered, you're too young to be a soldier yet, my grandson. And he said, the boy was sad and still wanted to be a soldier. So for days passed by, the boy kept bugging his grandma about being a soldier. Finally, his grandmother gave up and told him to go see the boss of the soldiers. So his grandmother told him to go see the boss. And the boy was really happy. He wanted to be a soldier for a long time. He put his shoes and clothes on and we walked over to the boss's place. And the boss looked at him and asked the little boy, "What do you want?" The boy answered, "I want to be a soldier like these men out there." And the boss said, "No, you can't be a soldier. You're too young." So the boy had a very, very, very sad look. And the boss didn't know what he wanted. So the boss said, "All right, you become a soldier." After a little while, he let him sit down in the chair. And he told the other soldier to get some clothes for him to fit him. So he got his uniforms and everything, and the gun, like the other soldiers. And he was proud of himself. And the boss said, "You are going with these soldiers to the other country. You are going to march along with these, and you cannot drink with them, because you're too young to drink." After the boy put his clothes on, walked out to the soldiers, and tag along behind the soldiers. They walked and walked and walked. After they were walking, they came to this house. The men were served the liquor. The boy said, "Oh, how come I didn't get no water? These people got water. They got each class except me. See, I sure wanted to drink a water too like them." But the boy didn't know it was a liquor, but he was too young to have liquor. Well, he misunderstood, so he didn't get any for a while. And then the soldiers started going again. They marched again, and they came to this little village again. They came to the house again. And all the soldiers got each glass of water, and he didn't get any yet. And he got a little mad about not getting water. So he sold his gun to the dealer. He sold his gun and got some money and bought some water. But he didn't know that water was a liquor. He drank and drank and drank. And he enjoyed it. And pretty soon he got feeling different. He thought it was just a water. So he drank and drank. And pretty soon the soldiers left without him. He was drinking away. And by the time they were about 5-10 minutes away or 15 minutes away, he finally realized that the soldiers left, and he was left behind in the bar. So he got his little bottle of water and run along and tried to catch the other soldiers. He walked and walked and walked to the tundra and couldn't find the soldiers. He drank and drank from that point. Finally, he passed out by a little pile of water. For a long, long time, he finally woke up by the little pond and got up. And he started again and looked for the soldiers. He walked and walked and walked. He couldn't find the soldiers where they were. So finally, he came to this house. And he looked around the house. There were nobody in there. But there were real ugly looking dog with a big brown eyes. Little, very little one. But he was scared of it. But he said to himself, "How can I get in?" So he figured out how to wait to get in. He walked around and see a little door coming in to go in. He opened the door and went in. And he sat down on a chair and wondering where the other soldiers went. For a little while, he was sitting. He hears the footsteps. And he heard the old lady said, "Aha, there's somebody inside. Somebody been around." So he walked in, she walked in, and saw the young boy. And The old lady said to himself, oh boy, maybe I get some help from this guy. I need help for my house and fields so I can get ready for the winter. So he walked in and talked to the little boy, and she said, you can be my worker for this time, for about probably month. So the boy agreed and worked. And for a month he worked, and he began to worry about his grandma back home. So he began worried about his grandma. So he talked to the old lady. He wanted to go home to his grandma. The old lady said, all right, the work is done. You can go, but I'm going to have to pay you. And the boy said, are you going to pay me? And he said, let's go outside and see this little dog what I'm going to give you. So they walk outside to this very, very ugly looking dog, little dog with the big white eyes. And came to this dog, and the old lady said, I'm going to show you how you're going to have to treat this dog. First, I'm going to have to talk to this dog. And he said, the dog understand? He said, the old lady said, yes. And the boy was a little confused. For a little while, the old lady talked to the dog with the big bright eyes, a very small dog, and said to the dog, this is going to be your new master. And you're going to bring him home to his grandma, and straight to his grandma. After he said that, and looked at the little boy and said, you're going to take this dog along, and he's going to show you where you live. And there's another thing about this dog you got to do. And once the old lady showed him again, the lady kneeled down to the little dog and tickled him on his tummy. The little dog started puking out the coins, gold coins. And the dog swallowed the old coins back again. And the old lady got up and told the little boy, that's what you got to do when you need some money to buy things. So the boy was happy about this dog and was proud to have this dog because the grandma and him were once poor before, very, very poor. So he packed up and started toward home, to his grandma. He walked and walked and walked down the tundra. Finally, by the cliff, he came to this man with the pack sack, with the stick. So the old man said, could I trade you with my pack sack and the stick, magic stick, with your dog? And the boy said to himself, should I or shouldn't I? The boy said, maybe I should. Maybe there might be some more better junks in that sack. So they traded, and the old man was going south and he was going west. So the old man went to south and the young man went to west. They split from there. And he walked for a little ways and said to himself, gee, I want that dog back. Wish I had that dog. I want to take it back. Maybe I go back and get it, ask him if I can have it back. So he put the pack sack down and talked to the stick, the magic stick. He said, I want you to go to your master and kill him because he don't like you anymore. He gave you to me. So I want you to pay back and kill him. So he opened the pack sack, let the magic stick loose, and magic stick went zooming toward the old man. And the magic stick beat on the old man till he was dead. After he was dead, he went over there to the old man who was dead, take his dog back, and went home. He walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. And finally he came to his grandmother's house. And he came to the, hey, grandma, I'm home. The grandma said, oh, you're back. And he said, yes, grandma, I got something home from you. Look what I've got. I got a dog, Bill, big, funny-looking dog, but he's worth it. And grandmother said, where did you get this dog from? It's not worth it. We're too poor to take care of this dog. We don't have enough food for him. We got only enough food for me and you. No, no, look at here, Grandma. This dog can do a lot of things for us. I'll show you. So the boy, little boy kneeled down and said to the dog, I'm going to have to do things for you again, like the old lady did you before. I'm going to tickle you on your little tummy and you're going to puke out the money. So he kneeled down and tickled on his little tummy and the dog puked out coins. And grandmother was amazed. And where did you get the dog from? And I said, the little boy said, I got it from this old lady who I worked for a month before. And he said, what happened to the soldiers who you were walking with? I had no, I lost them. So I came here alone. I know where the other soldiers were. So I got this little dog. And the grandma was happy. The grandma said, what do you got in your sack? And the stick. Oh, this is the stick I always want to tell you. I'll show you this. So he went over to the magic stick and told the magic stick to go kill the little reindeer. What they saw on the porch, beyond the house, eating some grass and greens. And he went over to the reindeer and killed the reindeer, and they had some food. The grandmother was pleased. And for a while, the grandmother said, I think you better go see your boss and tell him where the other soldiers were and tell him you were lost. So he agreed. He went over to his boss, and the boss asked him, you came here alone? He said, yes, I came here alone. The boy said, I came here long ways, and I was lost. The boss said, all right. Well, that's no harm. That's no harm to you and no harm to me to say that. So what you got here? Where you get this ugly-looking dog? The boy said, oh, this is the dog I brought along. And I'll show you. He kneeled down and tickled the little dog on the stomach. And the dog puked the money out. His boss was amazed. And he talked. After they talked, they see lots of reindeers going by. And the boss said, oh, there's lots of food out there. I guess I better get my gun and shoot some for supper tonight. So you don't have to do that, boss. He said, why? I got another thing to show you. And he said, let's go outside. There's my little pack sack outside. He said, all right, the boy showed the boss where it is. And he showed the sack. And the boss said, what is this bag? It's just a bag, boy. No, this bag can do a lot of things. And got a little stick there where I can tell him and kill things. And the boy said, now you show me, the boy said. The boy said, all right. He opened the little stick and said, pointed out toward the reindeer and told the magic stick to kill some meat for him. And the stick started zooming straight to the reindeer, and the magic stick killed all the reindeer. And the boss was still amazed. But he saw his own eyes, so he believed it. So the boss said, now you can sit by me, sit beside me and help me out. We both can work together. And just ask anything, we can give it to you. And your grandma can move into a better house. So the grandma moved into this real big, great, big house. And a lot of expensive things there. A lot of clothes, a lot of food. The grandmother was pleased. For years and years, they were rich. Never go hungry again.